In 2008, there was a tragic accident to my family in Woodstock. My niece, Lori, her husband, and both her children passed away from carbon monoxide poisoning. This is close to my heart because I promised my brother that I would do the very best I could so this wouldn't happen to another family in Ontario. So this is the only way I know how to do it. Get the law passed and protect everybody in Ontario. Well, Ernie Hardiman is the MPP of Oxford County where the accident happened, where my niece and her husband and her two children passed away from carbon monoxide. I got to know Ernie because we're fighting the same battle. We're trying to get this law passed. And Ernie has introduced the bill as the Hawkinson Act, and so now we're working with him to see this through. CO exposure has the same symptoms as flu. You feel tired, listless, nausea, but you don't have the fever. And if you happen to leave the home and you start feeling better, and then you come home and start feeling sick again, flu never leaves you, so you've got a clue into the fact that it's carbon monoxide exposure. Personally, I feel that we're finally starting to win the battle. The battle being that we want to protect all citizens in Ontario from carbon monoxide. I wish I could turn back the clock and protect my niece with a CO alarm. It's a simple thing to do to protect your family. We need to educate Canadians on the dangers of carbon monoxide. No matter what you do, you can't make people put a carbon monoxide alarm in their home. So you need to educate them on the dangers, and once they have the information, they can make up their own minds and put a CO alarm in their homes today to protect their families. There's three things that we recommend from the foundation to protect yourself from carbon monoxide. One, educate yourself about the dangers of carbon monoxide and how will it affect you. Number two, make sure that you get all your appliances checked by a qualified technician every year. And number three, put a CO alarm in your home, because we know that carbon monoxide is colorless, odorless, and tasteless. It's the only way you'll ever know it's in your home.
Well, the significant today is that we finally passed the Hawkinson Act, which is mandatory carbon monoxide detectors in every home in the province of Ontario. And it was 5 years ago, as we speak, that I first introduced this bill when we had the tragedy in my riding. And that's why, obviously, finally it's here, and we're just tickled pink to have it here. Presently, the law says that houses built after 2001, it had to be installed under the building code. But there was no mandatory putting them into houses built prior to that time. And that's why we need this law to make sure that our fire service can enforce that in every home in the province. The rules on the installation will be described in the fire code, not actually in the legislation. So but it is mandated in the legislation that it not have to have hard wiring. So no one will have to go and get it wired into their house. You buy them and you plug them into a socket, so they are direct wired but not hard wired in. I think it's very important as we stand here today, and a message to everyone, get a carbon monoxide detector and put them in your home for your family's safety. Don't wait for the fire department to come and tell you it's the law. Get it done now.